Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, OFL After Dark? You got the commiss. We're going to start off right away here with a caller from the 616 area code. You're on the air. What's up, man?
How you doing? This is Jay Mills.
We got the legendary Jay Mills up in Grand Rapids, Michigan. How you doing this evening?
Doing wonderful. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. A lot of unnecessary stress today from a commissioner's standpoint. With the scheduling, with advancing, I mean, we're almost, into the playoffs. We should be scheduling better by now. Waiting to the last minute is causing some issues for a lot of guys. I mean, today, especially today with the Xbox going down, it even put another problem there. But, I know you're real good about this, and so are other people out there, like Matternon, 40-0 Gamer. And, you know, you message your opponents instantly when the week starts.
Message out to the guys is, I know you ain't too busy. The earliest you can, you need to send that message out. Get with your next opponent, set up a time. I know this is like holding hands, but a lot of people don't do it. I mean, don't wait till the last minute and say, I think he gonna message me. If he ain't message you that second day, don't be lazy. Let him be lazy. At least one of the two people say something. And if you're not saying something, and you ain't taking full responsibility for your games, you got to understand. It's like the real life. If you don't show up and play, they're not going to wait for you. Well, you got to play your games. You know?
Exactly.
We're
having this issue right now with Matternall and Broncos fan, and also with 40-0 Gamer and a new guy, Maniac. So I cut him a little leeway since he's brand new, but everybody else has been around. You know, these guys are messaging all week, not hearing anything back. And then right before the deadline, the guys message and say, hey, let's play at 6 in the morning or 4 in the morning, right before we advance. And that shit doesn't work. Now, unfortunately, the way the rules are set up, there's nothing we can do right now. So we're going to talk about how we can improve that and improve scheduling so people that are putting in the work scheduling don't get screwed and have to go on computer versus computer auto. But let's get some other callers in here to talk about this subject, JJ. We got a 586 area code. You're now live on OFL After Dark. Could you state your gamer tag for all the listeners?
What's up, Greg? It's XFuso Vipers.
Oh, okay. We got another guy from Michigan, a little closer to Detroit. We got Fuse Vipers, one of the youngest members of the OFL now, and he's got a very bright future in the OFL. His game's progressing at a rapid pace, so look forward to seeing how he does in the years coming. Anyways, Vipers, we're talking about a serious issue that makes the community stronger and makes the league run smoother. Scheduling games, what are some of the advice you could give, because I know you're really good about scheduling games. What are some of the things you do to make sure the games get played?
On every day we advance, like, I would say, like, I always send a message that the first day we advance, like, whether it be from 10 a.m. till midnight, I always send a message that day asking the guys, like, telling when I can play. I'd be like, hey, I can play Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I can only play at, like, 2:30 because I work at 3, and I tell him all the times I can play. I say I'm open and wait till he responds.
And see, that's a common theme. You hear JJ saying that. You see some of the people like Live Master, 40-0 Gamer, Matternall, all these guys do that same exact thing. I do it also. I just send I go look at all the leagues I'm in and send a mass message to all the guys. Hey, what time can you play? Let me know. And then that starts the conversation. We also have another call coming in from the 806 area code. You're now live on the air with Fuse Vipers, JJ Mills, and the commish here. Could you state your gamer tag for all the listeners?
Yes, sir. It's We Witness.
We got the one of Lubbock's favorite sons there, We Witness. Lubbock, Texas, for all you that don't know. Witness, we're talking about a serious issue, and you're actually having a you are having the exact problem we're talking about right now with City Boy.
What?
We're talking about scheduling, how to improve scheduling, how to strengthen the community and the leagues by improving scheduling. What are some of the things you do?
Man, just right before we advance, send out. I look up the two people I'm playing next week, go ahead and send them a message, and just try to see when they want to play. It's cool if we don't play right then and there, but at least let me know back something. It's not that hard, but that's, I guess we're having a problem with that. So.
Yeah, and one thing that you said there that I want to touch base on is something 40 Yo Gamer always points out. Be specific in the message that you're going to use, Specify what time. If someone says, hey, what time can you play, and they start the conversation off, don't say, oh, whenever you want. Be specific. Give some times. Give, blocks of time. Say, sometime between 8 and 10 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday. You know where I'm going with this, Witness?
Yes, sir.
I knew you would because you're a real smart kid. All right, let's take another caller in coming from the 407 area code. I believe that's the great Balkino. Are you there?
Oh, yeah.
First of all, Balkino, I want to congratulate you. You were the first person in the OFL Now community to ever beat Buck Sweep, as he won 7 tournaments in a row, racked up over $700. So congratulations to you beating him. Unfortunately, you came up couple points short, a few french fries short of a happy meal, and lost that game to iBlue, apparently, who is considered one of the best Madden players on earth, basically, right now. So, I know it's tough to lose and lose out on the $100, but you played them pretty tough, so congratulations there. Now, Balkino, we're talking on a serious matter here, how to improve the community and the leagues. We're talking about scheduling. What are some of the things you do on an individual basis to help make sure you maximize the efficiency of your games being completed?
Basically, my first, we move on to the next day. Luckily, everybody that's in the league that I play are on my friends list. So me finding, probably 8 out of 10, I get my 3 games done the first day, or I'll message them if it's day 2. I normally give them, 24 hours to message me unless I personally know them, most people I party with. But other than that, I normally wait 24 hours to see if they message me the time or dates. And I would say 95% of the time, people do message me. I've never ran into an issue unless it's one of those inactive owners. But we have maybe 1 every 30 players, but maybe 3 or 4 in this league or in community. But other than that, I've never really ran into having trouble getting my games played. All I can tell is people just message. It takes literally 30 seconds. Get the smart glass. That's what I do. Half the time, people message me at 9 a.m., 10 a.m. Hey, I work at this time, but I'll be on there. And I just say, hey, at the gym, I'll play you after, basically. So the smart glass is the easiest thing.
Yeah, it is. And I'm glad you said that about smart glass. Smart glass helps. Glip helps. And also, one other thing you said in there I caught was you said you have everybody on your friends list. That's another great idea. Add the guys in the league onto your friends list so you can see when they're on. It's easier to access them. And, it just helps. Now, JJ, how do you think that what rules do you think we can put in place to avoid the situations like Madernaw or 40-0 Gamer are having out there?
I just think that, if people are coming to you right there, I think it should automatically be auto, even if it's a situation where you can't be there, it's going to be a rule, because if you give a length to somebody else, they're just going to want to push more. It's just like, even if it was me, I'd be a victim of it if I couldn't make it. If I couldn't make it, then that's just the situation. It's just like a point system at work. They got to insert it because then people will keep pushing. So if you're not there, I'm sorry to say, even if you have a bad situation, that's just how it's got to run, So I think the first person that gets there, if you wait till last minute, basically, that's not responsible. So that's all it's going to be to it,
That is true. Now, Witness, could you add a little bit to that?
You said what?
He hit it on the nail,
But if we don't advance till 10 o'clock in the morning and we give you 12 hours before to, a grace period to put somebody on auto to play that game, At what point does that person that you say person A has been messaging from the time we advance and they have heard nothing, then person B comes up 15 minutes before we can put them on auto and says, hey, I want to play at 4 in the morning. But person A can't play now. How can that situation be handled?
That's
the issue
we're
having.
I've had that problem too, and I mean,
it's
just unfair. I think the other person should get put on. Person B should be put on auto. Like, I mean, you do give us a long time to play these games, and if they can't play an hour, I know some people are busy, and that's great and all, but if you can't play an hour for this game, for this league that you put money into, then that's on you.
That's a valid point. Now, what do you guys think about the idea of games have to be played between, say, 10 at night and midnight?
I'm fine with that. I mean,
I like it. I mean, like I said, that whole thing person do is try to do the whole come to the last minute and then the guy don't know about it and all that stuff. See, the thing that should be, you might just have to insert people that people have to go to let them know in advance. Like, you know, I already talked to this guy. I sent them several messages. Maybe they could send you a snapshot on Glip that, hey, I messaged this guy. And then you won't have to worry about the whole going behind the back and trying to do that whole, well, you know, I'm ready to play. Where is that guy at now? You know? Then you can simply
and
say
that's
to
true.
Them, well, I was going to say, then you can simply say to that guy, hey, I got a picture with him resting you several times, and you're not responding. So, therefore, it would go back to your responsibility.
Right, and that's true, and that has happened multiple times in the past. People do provide proof. But it is something we really need to figure out. It's always been an issue in Madden leagues. We're a lot better percentage-wise of having games completed than the majority of leagues out there. Now, right now, in this week 16, week 17, you do see a little lower rate, a little bit more people on auto because they realize they're not in the playoffs. But I still always recommend playing because why not? It's you get to scout an opponent and get experience. But we're going to pick up on this conversation later on the week and try to come up with some solutions. We got another caller coming in here from the 412 area code. 412, you're now on the air on OFL After Dark. You got the commish here, J.J. Mills, Witness, Volcano, a couple other guys. State your gamer tag.
Big X, small X, Snake Eyes 45.
All right, Snake Eyes. Thanks for calling in today. We're talking about scheduling real quick. We'll get your opinion here real quick. How do you think you can make scheduling easier? What's the one thing you do to make sure you get your games played?
Try to do it the same day that you advance.
And right there, let's just stop right there. That is the same thing every single person in this conversation has said. Everyone says the same thing. So if you're listening out there and you're not doing that, just do it. It increases your chance of getting your game played so much. But let's go take a look at the new championship rankings that came out. Witness, did you even know these have come out? Have you got a chance to look at them?
Yep. Yes, sir. I have looked at them.
All right. Let's play a little bit of Too High or Too Low, one of Witness's favorite games. And we're going to start at number 20, Mr. Dietze. Witness, is he too high or too low?
I've never played him. He beat by Magic, I believe. But
it depends on who he's more than. Mr. Dietze is a pretty good player.
Let's ask JJ. Is he too high or too low since you've played him at 20?
I think, man, Mr. Dietze can at least get up to at least 17.
Okay. Now, at number 19, we have Fuse Vipers. Is he too high or too low?
I would have to put Mr. DC over him. That's my starter.
All right, so Vipers is too high there. Now, we have Freddy Krueger at 18. Vipers, is he too high or too low? Vipers not here anymore. Balkino, is Freddy Krueger too high or too low at 18?
18. I think he's a little too low. He's been showing a lot of potential lately, and, you know, he came from a losing record, about to make playoffs, mm-hmm. so I think he should go a little higher, maybe around, like, 9 to 12.
Okay. At 17, we have J.J. Mills. Bulkino, is he too high or too low?
I would say probably a little too low. I would move him up maybe around 13 to 16, only because, you know, he's making playoffs in some of these leagues, so he's been clutching lately.
All right, we witness. You have Fat Magic 420 at 16. Is he too high or too low?
I'm going to say he's too low. He should be up at, like, maybe 9 or 10 maybe. And then all in, JJ's too low, too. JJ should be higher. Like,
well, nobody asked you about that. Okay, nobody asked you about JJ. Just keep that to yourself. Anyways, number 15, D-Knox 21. JJ, speaking of you, is D-Knox too high or too low at 15?
If I played Knox, I don't think I played Knox.
All right. Bulkino, have you played D-Knox?
Yes, I have.
Is he too high or too low at 15?
I think that's about right.
Okay. Witness, Bulkino is 14. Is he too high or too low?
Too low.
Too low, okay. Hey, Snake Eyes, Ready 10 is 13. Is he too high or too low?
Too low.
Okay, too low. Thanks, Snake Eyes. Number 12, we got Double J 125. Miller, is he too high or too low?
Double J's good, but I'd say that's right from lately.
Okay, all right. Snake Eyes, OFL Now Savage is number 11, previously known as Walking Hit Stick. What do you think about him?
A little bit higher.
A little bit higher? Any specific reason why?
I think he's a lot better than where he's at.
In your face, Chris.
What makes him stand out to you, his offense or his defense?
A little bit of both, but mainly his defense.
Do you think he's a top three player in the league?
No, probably like top 10.
Top 10. All right. Not bad. At number 10, we have TDX Flair. Bulkino, is he too high or too low?
And where is he at?
Number 10, TDX Flair.
I haven't really kept my eye on him this season, so I have no clue how he's been playing back in the league.
He's got Carolina at 13 or 14 and 1 or something.
Oh, wow. Then, yeah, I guess that's about right. If you can clinch like that in that kind of division.
Team of 1 with Carolina? So I'm the only loss you got?
Yeah, I think so.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. He's getting
Yep, he's a really good player. He's kind of like PB. He was around in the beginning, and then he's kind of just disappeared and haven't really heard from him. But he's still playing his games and winning, so expect a lot out of him come playoff time. Number 9, Snake Eyes. We have the Duracell Madden Tournament runner-up, $5,000 winner, DNA Suspect. Is he too high or too low?
Not sure because I haven't played him.
Okay. Witness, is he too high or too low?
I'm going to say... I think he's good where he's at.
Mm-hmm. Where is he? Where is
he? Number nine.
I would say at least 11. Somewhere.
All right, so JJ thinks he's too high. Bulkino, at number 8, you have Slay Island 9XX. How do you feel about that?
I'd say too low. He's been proving himself lately. I think he can move that top 4 easily.
Top 4, wow. So what have you seen from him? What do you know that we don't know?
It's just rumors from what I'm hearing. People are saying he's blowing out, he's winning, he's kind of coming under the radar, making himself known really quick.
Hmm, Now, at one time, he was the money leader in the OFL now before Buck Sweep came around. I think he's won about $472 here in tournaments, but I think is he undefeated? I think he is undefeated in that fantasy draft league. So, somebody you guys might want to keep an eye out. High octane offense, puts a lot of points up. Not really sure about his defense, but yeah, so keep an eye out on Slay Island. JJ Miller, a guy named LaserEyes007 is ranked 7. How do you feel?
Well, I've heard about LaserEyes, he gets the job done, so I have to agree. I look at the stat. He looks like he's good.
Oh, you have never played him?
I believe I have one time, but I can't remember. I think it was when I first took over Kyle's team, but I don't. I'm not sure.
Okay. Witness, do you know anything about LaserEyes?
I do not, to be honest with you.
I know he's sitting right on the cusp of entering the playoffs. I think he's 10-5, and he's in a real tough division with Mad Dream. I think's 11-5. Yeah, Mad Dream and Double J and him are in like a really, really tight race. So we'll see what happens. If he doesn't make the playoffs this year, I expect to see him in the future. But, yeah, I'm not sure. I'm going to say he might be a little too high, actually, but I don't know. Snake Eyes at number 6, you have Bad to Chad Jackson. How do you feel about him?
Probably a little bit higher.
Why do you feel that way?
He's too high.
Because I played him because his defense is good. His offense is good.
Does he remind you a little bit of how the Pittsburgh Steelers play in real life? Because I've heard other people in the league say that he kind of reminds them of a Mike Tomlin offense.
He probably needs a little bit more work with that, with the defense and stuff, and that point of view. But, I mean, other than that, it's okay.
Now, speaking of Chad Jackson, he's made some pretty deep runs in the playoffs last year, but he didn't get any Super Bowls. Do you think he could win a Super Bowl this year, Snake?
If it's not this year, probably next year if he gets some help with some key positions, if he needs it.
Any specific position?
Definitely cornerback, because that's the biggest thing that I could probably see.
Quarterback or cornerback?
Corner.
Oh, okay. All right. Speaking of Chad Jackson, guys, the studio show's postponed a week. He's moving into a new apartment, so once he gets all situated, the show will be back up. Please send your highlights through your OneDrive. If you need help setting it up, let me or Chad know. And let's enter the top 5. The best 5 players in the OFL currently are at number 5, and we're going to ask Balkino, because I know he's played this guy. A pretty new member out of Virginia, a big guy on the tournament scene, VX Assassin XA. Balkino, could you tell us a little bit about him and if he's too high or too low?
I'd say 5 about right. I mean, he's got me down twice since I was on my slope, but I'm actually looking forward to playing to him again. He's got a really good scheme. If you're going to play him, expect a really good scheme, offense and defense. I mean, most of his defense is 4-3, wide 9, cover 2, cover 3, so expect that the whole game. Other than that, something too crazy from what I saw. I mean, I blew a leave and I was up 21, so what can I say? He got me.
We going to get that 4-3 wide 9.
Is he a hurry? Does he run a hurry-up offense, or is it more of a methodical offense?
I'm sorry, very slow pace, nothing crazy. It's not fast pace. He hurries up maybe once a game, but other than that, nothing serious.
He reminds you a little bit about of like a PO-510 main?
Yeah, that's a good way to put him. Good deal. They have the same offense, but the same, you know, same scheme kind of.
All right. At number 4, we have Mad Dream. Snake Eyes, are you familiar with Mad Dream at all?
No.
Not really.
Okay, well, let's ask J.J. Miller. J.J., how's Mad Dream at number four?
Number what?
Number four.
Oh, no. No disrespect to Mad Dream, but that offense got to get better. Defense is good, but no. Too high.
All right. So Mad Dream's too high. Well, where would you think he should be ranked? Inside the top 10 or outside?
The top ten, just because his defense is pretty good. I'll give it to him. I'll tell you, maybe on the cusp of 10 and 9, maybe
11 and 12.
Okay. Okay. Well, number three, witness. There's a gentleman from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, named Black Assassin 10. How do you feel about him at three?
Like J.J. Mills, no disrespect to him or Team Legit or whatever, but I'm going to say that's pretty high.
At number two, we have Peel 510 Maine. Now, I don't expect to see Peel at number two. The rankings came out right before Peel ended up getting upset by Crack Action. So I'm sure he'll be dropping. But at this point, Snake Eyes, how do you feel about Peel being ranked number two?
Despite what you said, probably a little high.
Okay, a little high. Fair enough. And at number one, we have the guy who's won every single OFL Now Super Bowl this year, getting ready to make a deep run into the playoffs, often under the radar. People don't even know he's around, but he is winning. That is PB number one. Is he too high or too low, Balkino?
I think he should be top four. I wouldn't really rank him as one. I mean, he's lost some games to some, average players and some good game players. I mean, I think he's lost like 4 or 5 games this season in his leagues. I mean, I think it's a little too high to be ranked one. Yeah, he got the Super Bowls, but now he's grown so much and he's lost to a few of these new members. I think he could get knocked down a little bit.
All right, fair enough. And that's a valid point. Speaking of new members, guys, we need just a handful of new people so we can get that Group 3 single season started. We want to get that started by this weekend, so please sign up for that. That is only $17, and the winner is going to take home $300, so it's a pretty nice prize there. Also,
you know how I like to do it.
Oh, yeah. Also, we have the West Yellowstone 16-man tournament. Only a handful of spots left for that. It's 26 to enter. Win 4 games, win $375. Possibly the best tournament we've ever had here. I do want to say I see no Team Balkino and no Team Houston representatives or Team Legit for that matter. So maybe each team would maybe put up one of their best player or something. We'll see. And we got one last caller from the 832 area code. 832, you're now on the air with the commission, a bunch of guys on OFL After Dark. State your gamer tag, please.
Oh yeah, this the boy Sowat.
Y'all know who it is. I will whoop everybody ass. You know.
Wait, who is
it?
It's Sowat.
Okay. This is Show Out from Houston, Texas.
I'm in the party now.
We heard about you. We've been waiting for your arrival.
Yeah,
when will the arrival of Show Out be official in the OFL Now?
We can start.
Pretty soon, because I'm finna whoop Bad Chad if he keeps sending me these game advice.
All right, so we've already got a rival. We look forward
and Nick
to Show
Martinez,
Out.
I got one more thing to say. And Nick Martinez, I'm coming for your ass, boy.
That's We Witness. All right, guys. Thanks for calling in, everybody. We're out of time, and we look forward to Show Out joining the OFL Now in the near future.
I look forward to you hitting Jordan, too, talking that smack. Better go somewhere with that.
Hell yeah.